This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm going to start things off talking some schools. I don't even have to say by the bell music queued up. Forgot about that. Next
man,
time.
We're slipping. Correct. In the new year.
We're slipping. I know Dave's super disappointed. Here with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, who you just heard a second ago, and School Board Member Kurt Herman. Last half hour of the show, we'll have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram in the studio. But first, again, here with Eric Reed and Kurt Herman. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Brady.
Thanks. Good to see you. Congratulations on your new promotion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's excited and excited to continue the legacy that Kathy Dawes set here. So looking forward to it and looking forward to working with everybody. And we have a school board meeting tonight. We previewed it a little bit in this morning's newscast. And I guess whoever wants to go over kind of the big points of tonight, go right ahead.
Well, the early main topic we're going to be talking about the upcoming probable bond issue. We're getting a report from the study that we had done, and there's a lot of options, and we're going to start narrowing that down, and hopefully, I'm hopeful by the end of February we'll be able to have a solid decision on what we're going to do. I mean, we're looking at everything from building one grade school and maybe two grade schools, or maybe, you know, one grade school and expanding the middle schools and changing to a K-5, 6-8 configuration and attendance at the schools. And we even have one proposal that involves tearing down the A wing of Manhattan High School and rebuilding it as a two-story and adding like 37 classrooms and moving the ninth grade, so then it would all be at the West Campus, and then we would partially mothball the East Campus. So there's lots of options, and like I say, I'm not speaking for the entire board, but it's coming up. It's exciting stuff. We're growing, and it's significantly different than our last bond issue too, because the last bond issue was a lot of it was heavy on safety and maintenance and fixing the problems we have in our schools, and that's not a problem this time. Because I was on the board when we actually went through the bond issue the last time, and the public told us loud and clear, if we approve this, you got to make sure you're going to take care of the schools, and we don't have to have another bond issue to repair everything in a few years. And so, and I think we've stuck to that.
Brady Bowman here with USD 383, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, and School Board Member Kurt Herman, who you just heard speaking. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Eric, I'm wondering if some of the bond issues that Kurt just talked about, how much does that have to do with the land acquisition and those sort of things that are going to be coming up today? It looks like you're looking at some land that the city owns adjacent to some land that you guys have in the Miller Ranch area.
Yeah, the district owns property along Amherst in the Miller Ranch area and has for probably about 8 to 10 years, something in that ballpark. And the city was able to acquire the western part of that property that connects to Reith Avenue, and basically it's a ravine, so it's not a buildable area, but it would allow us, if that eventually does become an elementary school, because that's what it was slotted for in the future, it gives us another access point, and it allows us to go into the property at a different angle. And people know in property, if you can control both of your borders, that's a good thing to do. So that was something we partnered with on the city. City Commission approved it last night, and I'm bringing it to the board tonight. So,
and when you're looking at growth, if you're looking at elementary schools first, that really kind of shows you the growth in the future too, if you're focusing on elementary school growth.
Yeah, and I was putting together some numbers yesterday. We were talking about how do we talk to the community about this, and you know, the last bond issue is about 10 years ago, and at that time, we had a little over 2,900 K-6 students, and now we have over 3,500 K-6 students. And if we go K-12 numbers, we're over 850 kids more than we were 10 years ago.
With those numbers projecting to continue to increase,
yeah,
right?
I'm projected to continue to increase. So we're working on the same buildings we had on the last bond issue as well, and we've added 800 kids. So that's quite a big jump for us to do, and we're just trying to keep up right now.
Yeah, we, you know, our classrooms are getting classroom size are getting over what we really to keep them at. excuse me. And also, like, you know, we've the last bond issue, we wanted to eliminate all the mobile units, and those have kind of crept back in, and so we have 11 of those now again. And so, you know, we don't, that's a security issue that that just scares me. You know, we have our buildings that are secure, and I'm not saying they're not secure, but it's not as secure. We want to have all our kids in the main building with, you know, behind all those locked doors.
And is that a concern? Is that a weather concern too when you're talking about some of these mobile buildings, or is it more safety?
It can be on a day, you know, like we had last week when they're not as controlled. You know, you got to cross a area like at Lee, the annex is on quite a bit of ways from the real building or the main building, and so you got to clear a path, you got to get it through, and it's just more.
Yeah.
And that, you know what, let's go with, that's kind of a good segue into the weather. It's been pretty busy for school districts all over the place when it comes to weather, whether it's been snow or some of these extreme cold episodes like we had yesterday.
Yeah.
I guess talk about the protocol about that. We went over the protocol before as far as snow amounts and ice and those sort of things, but one thing that's a little more rare is when you're dealing with these sub-zero temperatures. What's kind of the protocol that the school district goes through with that?
Yeah, well, it's roughly similar, except there's not as much driving around. You know, on a snow day or an ice day, we drive around quite a bit, and we have a team of people that do that. When we're looking at the extreme cold, we're watching the weather service quite a bit more and trying to anticipate how low those wind chills are going to go, when they're going to go, when we have kids out busing, waiting on buses, and when we have kids walking to school.
I think we got a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead. Hello, caller.
Yes. What about that cold weather and the 350 homeless children you have in the school system? We could provide warming centers for Saturday and Sunday in those snow days and teachers' work days. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, whoever wants to.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point. I guess that's never really come up in the conversation, but that's definitely something that I probably wouldn't be opposed to exploring if that was brought to the board.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Anything else, caller? All right. Again, if you have any phone calls, phone lines are open, 75-537-1350, and you know what, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and talk more about USD 383 and some of the events going on and in tonight's school board meeting. Come back and talk more about it right here on News Radio KMAN.
K-Man weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.